T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
What are your thoughts on the Electoral College?
I want to get rid of it. So here's my goal. My goal is to get elected and then to be the last American president elected by the Electoral College.
Fire that sucker off.
And the evil one crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Bad and bougie.
Speaker Tim Jones on the radio with us this morning as usual. And Tim, how are you?
I'm great, Mark. Welcome back. Good to hear you guys this morning.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Thank you for filling in last week. We certainly appreciate that. And there's Elizabeth Warren confirming our suspicions that if the Democrats can't win by the rules, they'll just change them because they're smarter than our founders.
Yeah, Mark. Not only do they want to upend the Electoral College because they don't like the fact that all of us here in flyover country, you know, have a say in choosing our leadership. They want to pack the Supreme Court, right? They really don't like the fact that President Donald Trump has had, two picks to the Supreme Court. And if he gets reelected, which all indicators are right now that he will, he's likely going to have one, maybe two more picks. I mean, I saw somebody last night who, one of the conservative bloggers was like, I'm making it my mission in life to make sure we have a 7-2 Supreme Court, you know, in favor of constitutional originality. And so, yeah, Mark, whatever it may be, anytime they find that they can't persuade the American people on a current piece of public policy, well, they just want to go about and change the rules, you know. And the smart ones, like I don't think Elizabeth Warren's one of the smart ones, right? She's out there declaring how, you know, leftist liberal she's become. So liberal, she's too left for the liberals now, right? Because when they figured out how bad her Medicare for All, healthcare for None plan was, and the fact that she was going to, you know, go after everybody from Wall Street to big tech, you know, not even the uber wealthy limousine liberals want to support her. She's plummeted in the polls, but Mayor Pete has dramatically risen because he's got more of that incrementalism Obama style, right? Like, I'm going to make everything sound really nice and flowery, but I'm not exactly going to tell you how it's going to happen. We'll just kind of progressively inch things down the road. So yeah, Mark, they're going to continue to decry anything they don't like. And if they can't change the minds of the American people, well, then they'll just change the rules.
Yeah, that's true. You know, Tim, switching to a local issue here for a minute in the state of Missouri, it looks like voters are going to have to face a question of Medicaid expansion on the ballot next November. It looks like there's enough money behind this effort. They're going to get the signatures they need to try to force this down the throat of the legislature. And you know what? I guess I was a little surprised to see Governor Parson basically come out. He didn't endorse it by any stretch of the imagination. But he said he would expand Medicaid if voters back the issue, and he wouldn't fight it at all, which I guess constitutionally is his requirement. I would like to see a little more pushback by him, because this is already 1/3 of the Missouri budget. And if we let these left-leaning groups cement this into law in Missouri, it's going to break the budget in Jeff City.
You know, Mark, for 7 or 8 years now, Republicans in the state house have said no to Medicaid expansion. I was one of the folks who had I was there as majority leader and then speaker at the very beginning of this debate where Obamacare went into effect. And then there was these massive carrots being offered to the states to expand Medicaid. And everyone said, you're all crazy for not expanding Medicaid. All this free money we're going to get back. We can cover all these Missourians. Well, first of all, Mark, I looked at the Medicaid program itself, and I said, this is a broken system. Mark, we've got 1 in 5 Missourians. The number may be higher by now. This was 7, 8 years ago. 1 in 5 Missourians are on Medicaid. What in the world is going on there? And what they wanted to do was, and we already take care of in Missouri, you know, as we always say as Republicans, we want the social safety net for those who truly need it. And so, you know, children, the elderly, the disabled, you know, that ABD population, you know, all of those kind of folks, that kind of those populations, they're already covered in Missouri. What they mean by Medicaid expansion is they want to put more able-bodied Missourians on Medicaid. They don't want to follow the President Bill Clinton model. They've completely thrown that out the window of welfare to work. They just want flat-out welfare now because the Democratic Party is losing voters, right? That's why they want to import a new voting bloc of illegal aliens, because they're losing the current voting bloc because their solutions do not work. And so the problem is, Mark, when you say to people free health care, just say yes. You know, a lot of people, that sounds great on the top level. When you explain to them that it's not free, that somebody's going to pay for it, i.e. the taxpayers, that taxes are going to go up, that you're going to blow holes in the budget, that you may have to take money away from education. These are all real world consequences, because the federal government offers this giant carrot on the front end, but then there's nothing that requires them to keep sending the money year after year after year. In fact, it's written into the law that they can back out and they can have the states put more of their money in. So Missourians will pay more for this, quote, free health care. So, Mark, when pollsters test those questions and explain all that, support for Medicaid drops precipitously. It drops dramatically. So, yes, to your point, what I would like to see is I'd like to see the Republicans continue to fight this issue and win on it, because they've gotten reelected to the House and the Senate every single year by opposing Medicaid expansion. There is a way to win at these. You got to keep winning people's hearts and minds. You can't just give up on these issues and lay right. down at the ballot right. box and say, oh, we'll just figure out where to find the money later under some, you know, some magical rock.
Well, I want to correct the statement I made about the governor a minute ago. The headline in the Post, of course, is kind of deceiving because they want to hurt Governor Parson and help sure. Nicole Galloway. But the headline says, Parson says he'll expand Medicaid if voters back the ballot measure. Well, if voters back the ballot measure, he wouldn't have any choice but to go along with it as governor. That doesn't mean he supports the idea. Way, way down in the article, he's quoted as saying that the state needs to slow the growth of current Medicaid costs before they ever discuss expansion. And then it points out that it's one-third of the state budget right now.
You mean we have fake news right here
that's
in our backyard?
That's fake news.
And Mark, that we just saw that the other day on the national level. There was the article in the New York Times about the IG report that seemed to kind of cast doubt on whether or not there truly was spying in the Trump administration.
Well, right.
There was the same thing. There was a completely misleading headline, and then you had to read this long article, which no one's going to bother to do in the New York Times. People are just scanning headlines these days as they're blowing through Twitter or their Facebook pages or whatever it may be. And that just is another example of the as Mark Levin talks about, the unfreedom of the press. We don't have a free press anymore. We have a press that has shackled itself on the national level to the DNC as their communications department. And here on a lot of the state levels, the papers have gotten so liberal. They're so angry in these red states at the fact that Republicans are continuing to run things that they're trying to sway public opinion. Right there is a perfect example in that headline. Yes, I know where Governor Parson is on this issue, because he stood side by side with me when he was in the state Senate opposing Medicaid expansion, because he knows how damaging it's going to be to our education funding, to our roads, to our infrastructure. Where are you going to find, Mark, the billions of dollars that this Medicaid expansion to able-bodied adults is going to result in? People have got to start reading the fine print on any of these proposals. And we also do got to start pushing back. Why wouldn't Medicaid expand? If there ever was a Medicaid expansion, why wouldn't it include work requirements? Why are we just going to continue to offer people free stuff and free money and urge them not to work, especially now in the best economy we've had in many of our lifetimes?
Right. No, that's very true. And Tim, I appreciate you pointing that out. And thanks for fighting this for years now. And another reason I argue they need to change the requirement for getting something on the ballot to alter the Constitution like that. They need to do that. So I'm hoping that's something that gets addressed in the next round. But, hey, listen, we appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.